With this course?
That is in the fall now, for storage, you mean, or just used?
Well, how did you store them?
Well, we'd put them in the cellar.
Right in the sack?
Yeah, yeah, leave them in there, and we'd look them over so often, you know.
And always eat the bad ones first. You know, they always seem to me wrong, eat the bad ones first.
If I can get to the good ones, that'd be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the way I grew up. My dad surprised me once. He said, "We're gonna stop this. We're gonna eat the good ones first."
Eat the bad ones, good.
Because it seems we always had some to throw away. You mentioned the apples coming in a sack. Was this made out of cloth or paper?
Burlap.
Same as a feed sack?
Yeah.
Seed sack or something? Did you catch rainwater?
Yeah.
Why did you catch that?
Well, in what, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, we use a cistern, or we usually have a barrel at the corner of the house. Usually went in the cistern, but sometimes we let it run into just a water barrel.
Mm-hmm.
50-gallon wooden barrel.
What did you call the metal things that went around the outside of that barrel?
The staves or hoops.
How did you get your sugar?
Well, we'd buy a pound.
And how would it come?
Paper sacks.
And just little ones? Or
yeah,
big ones?
Just depend on how much you want. And you could buy 100-pound sacks, but most of it, unless it's canning season, well, they'd usually buy $1 worth of time, which would be 5 or 6 pounds, you know. But then during canning season, we'd buy 100-pound sack at a time.
Mm-hmm. Well, did this come in one sack or two sacks?
The 100-pound.
Oh, was there one outside the other?
Yeah, there was a tight white cloth on the inside and then a heavier burlap sack on the outside.
Mm-hmm. I talked to a lady who lived up close to the Kansas line. It would take them all day to go to town and all day to get back. They wanted 5 gallons of kerosene and 100 pounds of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And they put them in the wagon and they touched. And that was just all there was. So they got their 5 gallons of kerosene, but they had to make another trip for the sugar.
And they used to use a potato to put over the pouring spout of their 10-gallon, 5-gallon can, you know, for a lid. They usually lose the screw lid and they just take a potato and stick down over that for a lid.
If you went into town and, oh, say, bought 5 cents worth of candy or something, what would the storekeeper put it in?
Well, a paper sack, small paper sack.
Did you have any special term for, the amount of something that you can carry all at one time in your arms, say, or in a wagon, or?
Well, an arm load or a wagon load or?
Mm-hmm. If you were going to take, say, corn to the mill, did you have any special term for taking a wagon load of that? Or was there a mill around here?
Well, there was no mill here, no.
We
had to buy cellar corn by our mill. Mm-hmm. Well, we did now. We did have a mill, too, up here, flour mill, corn mill. But instead of trading, we usually just bought and sold and bought.
Mm-hmm.
That is, in other words, it didn't do so much custom work as it did commercial. That is, they'd buy wheat and corn and during the season, then work it up, and then we'd just buy it back as we needed.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special word for a part of a load?
Jag. If it's hay, it'd be a shirt tail full.